Let us turn to the third chapter of John's Gospel, to the verse 14, John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This afternoon, as I was sitting meditating upon God's word, my attention was drawn again to that great 16th verse. I saw something in that verse I had never seen before. That the propositions of that verse are also all of them extended to make them stronger. You see, you have first of all God loving. But that's not the end of it. God so loved. That word so extends the strength and extends the power of his love. What sort of love was it? It was God so loved. Then when you come on, you read that God gave his only begotten Son. It could have been that God gave his Son. But that is strengthened with the words, his only begotten Son. There was no other Son. There could never be another Son in the partnership and equality of the three in one and the one in three. But the love was so loved. And the Son was the begotten Son, only begotten Son. And then we have the great truth, whosoever believeth in him. The whosoever is qualified by the words believed in him. The devil comes along and says to us, when we come to Christ, he used to come and meet me every morning and say, how do you know you believed right? How did you know? And I used to argue with the devil, and that's the worst thing you can do. You don't argue with the devil, you state the truth. Whosoever believeth in him. What is believing? Believing is receiving. So whosoever receiveth him. Whosoever receiveth him. Do you want to know those that are saved? They're those who have received him. That's all it is. It's so simple. Christ was given. God gave him. He gave his only begotten Son. And how do I know I've got him? Because I believe in him. And then we have the double assurance here should not perish. Perishing is a word unknown to a man that seeth. He'll never perish. And I will meet you 10 million years from tonight when we're all in heaven. And I'll say to you, is it wearing well? You know what you'll say? You'll say, as well as the night I got my white robe when God saved me. The garments that Christ give you the day you're saved will last forever. They'll not need you. Woman, can put away your needles and your thimbles. We don't need you, because the white robes never darken. They're never torn. The man who had the clothes torn off him was a blessed son of God. But by doing that, he got me a robe that'll stand forever. So there's no stitching in heaven. There's no need to worry about getting an electric machine to get ready for a great showing match in heaven, sewing match in heaven. You will just sit there and your robe will never be dark. It'll never be dirty. It'll never be worn. It will never be outworn, the preciousness of that. But have everlasting life. Notice the emphasis. But you have it. The contrast. But have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know, go home and read Psalm 103 tonight. And when you read it, you'll find what that word "so" really means. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so great is God's grace. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression for us. Take all those souls through the Bible. Look at them closely. They all have a message. What is it? It's a message of absolute assurance. There's no doubt in the Word of God. If you want to have doubt, keep away from the Bible. If you want to remove doubt, read the Bible. And your doubts will disappear. And you'll say, why did I never see that before? The devil doesn't want you to enjoy going to heaven. You know, it's the only time that the devil can get at the saints of God is now when they're on this earth. And he'll make us full of it. He'll torment you. Do everything he can. But praise God, one day when death comes or his second coming comes, we'll be away. And we'll never hear or see the devil again. There's no talk about the devil in heaven. Did you ever notice that? After he's shut up forever, he's never mentioned again. Thank God we'll be in a place where the devil can't touch us for all eternity.
Hallelujah.
May God bless that to our hearts tonight. Amen. We'll bow our heads in prayer, and some brother will lead us in thanksgiving for the bread. It speaks of the poured out blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.